News Talk 1620 WTAW. Could be next month before the College Station School Board finalizes changes in the boundaries of 5th through 12th grade campuses. The topic took up 2 hours of last night's board meeting. After the board had more questions of administrators, mostly about issues discussed last April when they gave marching orders to a 37-member committee, the board decided to schedule 3 special meetings over the next 3 weeks. Leading off last night's comments was Superintendent Clark Ely.
Comparability and equity are significant things in College Station ISD, and they have been for decades. The Board of Trustees' first core belief says, among other things, our students must possess the knowledge and skills to be a productive and responsible citizen in the global marketplace. We send kids out into the world, and if our kids are going to be successful, they must know how to live with and work with people who are different with them themselves and relate to others as well. And more than that, the world comes to us. When you drive around College Station, you may think that everyone in College Station is white and drives a four-wheel drive vehicle, but that is not the case at College Station ISD. Of our 13,200 students, 45% of our students are non-white. Over 2,200 of our kids have at least one physical or intellectual disability and challenges before them. Students leave our classrooms and go home and speak 62 different languages in their homes. The ability for our kids to be around other kids who are different than them is extremely important. In fact, every student in College Station ISD deserves the opportunity to go to school with kids who are different than them.
One of 6 public speakers started to take issue with Dr. Ely's comment about how the district is perceived when he was told to stop because his time had expired.
With all due respect, I have lived in this town, and the comment that was made about everybody perceives that you're white and you drive. No, that's not the perception of this community. I disagree with that statement.
Thank you, sir.
The same speaker also called on the board to extend grandfathering high school zones to students regardless of what grade they are in now.
I did not build that house so 2 of my kids could go to the new high school, and the one that we had 2 months ago go to the high school I went to.
The Boundary Committee last week changed the recommendation for high school grandfathering to include this year's freshmen should they choose to stay at their present high school. Board President Valerie Yokin again addressed parents wanting to live in a certain location to go to a particular school.
Though I understand the emotional desire to have a track or to know where your kid is going to go, that those of you that have had children in the last 2 years and you want to know which high school they're going to go to, you've chosen a school district. We can't guarantee anything about where children are going to go to school on the years going out, in that, as I've said, we're growing tremendously. For those parents that have had children that have been rezoned multiple times, the great news is that they're getting a quality education wherever they go.
While the board received the committee's recommendations last Friday, 3 members attended some or all committee meetings, and the other 4 could not. If more than 3 of the 7 members were present, the state open meetings law would allow the public to attend. Jeff Harris said he was not ready to vote last night.
Those of us who weren't in that committee are a bit behind the rest of you. Well, I can tell you some of the information I'm going to want to see. Where did the committee start? I'd like to see what the go-by was. What did they push and pull on? I would like to see some of the options that were at the end that led to those close votes, and to get some kind of flavor for what actually transpired there, so that we know as a board what happened.
Harris was also the first to bring up recommended high school boundaries.
I was surprised. I did not expect to see the need for a third high school that soon, because I noticed what that encompassed. I mean, that's showing not only building an addition to College Station High School, but actually a need for a third high school. I think that's something that I'm going to have to digest the numbers and come to grips with and look at bonding capacity. I don't know how much of that I'm going to want to get into with this process, but as we try to project forward, it's something we have to be mindful of.
Dr. Yokin and Carol Barrett brought up the cost of keeping student populations close enough to consolidated in College Station High School in order to keep both in the same UIL classification.
So one of the things that, if you recall, we gave as guidelines is to perhaps be mindful of trying to keep the high schools in similar UIL classifications. Yes. And so what becomes difficult is when the capacity of the two high schools are 600 people different, you know, then you kind of start deciding which one is the lesser of two evils. And you know, I mean, think about, you know, district football starts and you know, we're going to play Bryan, we're going to play Rudder, we're going to play each other, and the no travel associated with that for the bands and the drill team and everything else is really nice. And
we had several emails, and I've had several people talk to me about the implication of another bond to build out and making sure that we're using the capacity of A&M Consolidated so that we can do that. And if it is just a year and we're trying to do, because there is a lot of savings, I know, with us all being in the same UIL district, we've really seen that in the last year, then we need to see that and put that forth so that the public can see that as well, and being transparent in the fact that we are being cognizant of their tax dollars.
Administrators are also asked to look into the impact of sending all Consolidated middle school students to Consolidated High instead of 84%, and all students going to the new third middle school to College Station High instead of 82%. The student body at College Station Middle School would be split 50-50 instead of 52-48 as currently recommended. Online at WTAW.com are these and more comments from last night's board meeting, along with more background information from CSISD. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.